Okay. V'achakach Rambam continues to show his base. V'achakach bolatayeh chalokov v'eich yeyosu. Hine ein loy limnois kol ma she'oma boy v'yosisa mitzvah pnei atzmo. Okay. Okay. So it means that the Klei HaMikdosh Achach Boi L'tayach Chalokah V'Ichi Yosu Hine Ein Loi Limnois Kol Ma She'omah V'Vesis Amitz L'Fnei Atzmo. So it means the Chalokim of the Mikdosh, the Kelim, are not Amitz L'Fnei Atzmo. Right? But the Rambam is very clear, as we point out, the Rambam disagrees with this, that the Klei HaMikdosh are part of the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdosh. But L'cheira, it's very clear that you can only say that only the Kelim, which are Bio Eichus HaMaitzah, what the Rambam calls, they can be part of Mikdosh. But Kelim, which the Torah didn't talk about, L'cheira, not part of the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdosh. That's also clear, okay? So you can't ask the question, why aren't the 93 Kalim in Mikdosh, all the different klisharis, why aren't they part of the mitzvah of Matthias and Mikdosh? Because only those Kalim which the Torah had in Bi'erichas HaMaisa and L'cheira, we also include, we'll see, the Mizbach HaPnimi, even though it's Pash Tetzaveh. Okay? Now, however, the question is really that only the Ram quotes the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you'll see in Mitzvachov, and you'll find it in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. You'll also say the Rambam, at least in the Gittin of Ksav Yad, Rebbe pointed that was Ksav Yad, which he had in front of him, was the Ksav Yad, which is probably the most clear that you can rely on, because the Medicus, yeah, that's what Frankel also accepts, that the Ram says they were Mikdash Shiva Kalim. Okay? So, the problem is, there are other Kalim in the Parsha, which the Ram doesn't count. In other words, all the Kliya Shulchan are not counted, even though there was a tzivui in the Parsha to make them. So my Rebbe asked this question in Igus HaGrid, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. He asked this question, he says, V'tzutzo achiyun, lomo lo yehevi haram gam et shal Kliya Shal Yisrael, v'pashas truma, Gabi Mishkon, with Divay Yomim, Gam Binyan, Beis Mishmu Bulim Heimor, with its Tavala Seisam. L'chei is referring to that which he asked the question of Divay Yomim is a little bit difficult. Also, Divay Yomim has a ton with, in other words, Be'ech HaSamayt, L'chei Ongs and Teira. What he wants is Divay Yomim is Mamish Kuli Pella. Buzvila. So what they mentioned Divrei Yom, what does it do? Unless he learned that that which mentioned Divrei Yom, he goes into a Kovik Sav, and Memele must be part of Mitzvah. You know, it's a Chiddush, I mean, to ask the Kasha, Kilo, why is it in Minyan HaMitzvah? Okay, go to Mitzvah. Why is it in part of Kher? Okay. So unless he is of the opinion that Divrei Yom is the Pirush HaMakubal, for the mitzvah of Otzeli Mikdosh, which we have to know with Ki'ilu, that the same way the Gemara says in Tainis, that the Yechetzvun, Moshe Rabbeinu Lo, Yechetzvun Muzi Minai, and Akach Kibu, Halochu Mosh Misinai, this is not Halochu Mosh Sinai, but this is Ki'ilu, Apirish Mekubu Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the Pshat, and this goes into Otzeli Mikdosh. Okay, but say that, could be. Okay, that's what he asks. And he answers, that only the Kalim that are Kfuim b'makoimah are Chelek of the Mikdash. And he says not only the kfuim makaimam, but they're also kiim makaimam. And that he says, v'nira d'haynu time with the Ram v'ilchus beis v'chira, hey v'rach oisam makaimam v'kiyum mitzvosam u'rach v'makaimam, sh'nem abohem. V'oid yoitza nira, the kiyum sh'kaimam elu, einu mitzkaim rach bohem gufo, elo gam v'makaimam. In other words, the makom itself is part of the kiyum of the kaimam. The tzor shiyu boi kaimam elu. V'hine, Mizeh, okay, then he continues, he talks about that. Okay, now, this you could make a case for. Because the Ram Mitzvah Chof, if you open up to Mitzvah Chof, at the end of it he says, Ukfa hisboye, Mitzvah Seichof. Fa hisbayru, dine mitzvah zu, bichlolo, kloima binyin ha-mikdosh, v'tav nisoy, u binyin ha-mizbeach, v'dinu mesechta mechuberes azu, v'im meseches midos, which we'll get back to, he's talking about mizbeach sefer, we'll talk about this later, Mitz Hashem, v'chein is ba'er, tavnis ha-meneiro, v'ashuchon, v'amizbizbach ha-zohov, u'mekrimon be'echo. Why does he add those two words? B'gmora menochis v'yuma. There's Baal in the Gemara of Yuma, but why is Mekoyim Behecho? So that L'chir, whatever you would say, because I thought that Gufa is why these Kalim are part of Kilu, Yikka, that they're part of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Only because the Kvuyim and Mekoyim. Stam Kalim, even with the Behechas HaMaisa, is not part of Binyan HaMikdash. Okay, so I can understand this thing. There's a problem over here, okay? If you learn, okay, see here it gets a little sticky. I mean, see, a priori, I can leave you like this and everything is what they call in the cliche, in the cloak, you know, hunky-dory, you know, everything's nice. Or declared Rambam, or the new Ram, everything is the same, okay. But it's not poshut, and I'll tell you why. Because you see, the question is, what do you learn is Bir Eichus HaMaisa, okay? So normally you would have said Bir Eichus HaMaisa means it's explaining how to do the mitzvah of Yosef Mikdash, okay? So that's what you would have said, and everything. Everything is the same, okay? The problem is that the Bir Eichus HaMaisa goes beyond that, because when the Ram talks about Teres HaChatos, he mentions Riku Shtifa, and he mentions Kibbutz Dal Chatos, and he mentions Shviras Klicheres, okay? And when he's talking about Oilo, he mentions Hefshit, which is not necessarily part of that Chova. So, L'chir means anything which the Torah has, even though it doesn't necessarily define what you would have thought the mitzvah is, or thought that goes into the mitzvah. So once you say that, why can't the Kalim, which are mentioned in the Parsha, which the Chayr is also part of Bir Eichus HaMaisa, why aren't they also part of Osli Mikdash? And especially that we said that the Osli Mikdash is not the same way we said that Teres HaChatos is not the Poshet HaKrova, but anything goes in Teres HaChatos. We point out the Osli Mikdash is not the technical performance of making the Mikdash, but the Kiyum Mikdash itself. And maybe, you know, you could have imagined all these kelim necessary in Kiyum Mikdash. So the question is, if you would define Bir Eichus HaMaisa as a poshita in technical interpretation of what the mitzvah is in Hechatimsa, what is this maisa? So I understand. So then everything should be Zayin Kelim and everything should be. But once you're ready to say the Ram equates Mikdash to Teres HaChatos and Teres HaOilo, and Teres HaShlom, it's a little bit confused, that's all. Okay? Now, then it also becomes a little more confusing, because also both Rav Chaim in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in Perek Aleph, he says, "Renew the Ram Sile Dim name of the Ritzpel Yoin Levad who the Kodesh in Cain Beneko Evan Nipsel Kol Azor." The key with the Eitzei Mokum Shineko Evan Chose Bokdush is Mikdash in Kain Memela Chose Bobidus Hamdish Vabiksko Biksav Nem of a Mikdash. The Chulo Kemo Shuhu Niskadesh. The Chain Tzoch Leo is Kul Bokdushosa Vila Vokhi Mifso. So what is he saying? He says that Kol Biksav is Likuvus. That which we have the Kabbalah of a Kol Biksav passes the Mikdash. Okay? Maybe also, Rav Chaim says it. There's no hechach to say this. Rav Chaim says it in Sefer without any hechach, and he says it mamish like, oh, that's right, okay. Maybe also does the same thing without quoting the Zayda, okay. He has a piece, Be'ian Midas HaMizbech, which he published, and he says also there that a kol b'ksav is likuva, and it passes. Which the Gain in Shulchan Aruch clearly goes pashtus against this. Because the Gain in Shulchan Aruch in Yerudea, Hilchot Avodas Kechovim, Simen Kuf Memalav Sifches, when he talks about Asiyas Tavnis Heicho, or he talks about Tavnis Menoira, so he says, Lo Yaseh Afilu Misham Mini Matches, ואפילו בלגבים בקפטום ופוחם, ואפילו אינו גבוה עם יתחס תפוחם. Even though it's not יתחס תפוחם. So the Gain says, in Sifkot Laman Hei, ואפילו אינו גבוה יתחס תפוחם, that's referring to. The גם כן אינו מעקב, כמו שכוס בזבוחם, the גויבה של מזבח אינו מעקב. ואף על גאף, the גויבה כסיב בקור, כל שכן מנוירו דולי כסיבה. So he means, what's Ksiv B'Kor? That means a Kol B'Ksav. And it goes into Kol B'Ksav, so even the Goy from Mizbeach goes into Kol B'Ksav, it's not Likuva. So once you say that, so then it's not like Rav Chaim, okay? But if you say that a Kol B'Ksav is Likuva, okay, so then you would have to say that a Kol B'Ksav, and that's the Rebbe's working lechur. That's what he meant with the Divrei Yomim. That a kol b'ksav is a pirush mekubal Moshe Rabbeinu to mufarish the mitzvah of Yosef the Mikdash. And that's lechur what he meant when he asked the kashim Divrei Yomim. And lechira, this is the beer in the medrash of the Mesilas HaMegillah. That's this medrash in Medrash Shmuel. It says, the ato hisyatvu the es. V'eshpeto eschem, Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchok, Megillas Beit HaMikdash, Shemosa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe B'Amidah, Hodu Dichsi V'at Po Amodi Modi, On Van Moshe Moshe Yeshua B'Amidah, Hodu Hu Dichsi Kro Et Yeshua, Kro Et Omad Yeshua umosu is kain b'amida. Hodu chsi v'yesav Yeshua es kol shifte Yisrael. Shchemo. V'yisyatzu v'nei olokim. Omdu zkeinim umosu neviim b'amida. Hodu chsi v'yatu is yatzu. Omdu neviim umosu v'dovi b'amida. V'lesle kai. Lesle kro. Omad David umosu l'shlem b'noi b'amida v'yat Hashem choneni v'ekimani v'eshlem aleihem hakol b'ksav melamed shenitno b'miseres olai yiskil melamed shenitno b'ruach hakodesh Rav Menachamia b'shem Rav Mono b'ruach hakodesh nemo v'tavnis kol asher Asher, kol asher hoye beruach imoy. Okay. Why this Messiah had to be with the Megillah, where the Messiah of Moshe Rabbeinu, normally the Pirush HaMekubal, is Baal Peh. Yes, no. In fact, you know, the Emes Biskov is Oshik Lutera, Mis Moshiach HaMekas HaBayit HaDovid, Amimcho, because he got well. So Biskov said, what was the thing where the world was doing Mis Moshiach HaMekas HaBayit? Because he was sick, he couldn't stand up, and the Mesiris HaMegillah had to be Bamida. I can't just look at it. Okay, Beseda. It sounds wild, but it all works with this thing. Although the Beseda, the question is, disappears from a Kobol, this is the Pshat. But once you're ready to do this, okay, then it means that everything in Divrei Yomim goes into the midst of Binyan HaMikdash, which is wild, which you not really want to say. I mean, the whole tiyur, that's mamish. The Ram doesn't say that goes into the Binyan HaMikdash. Okay. Pash the Rambam is that it's only the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach. V'zulotam kulam heim mechelke ha-mikdosh v'akol yikorei mikdosh. So he says, in mitzvah chof, v'akol yikorei mikdosh. So it means that, in other words, if you're going to look at the clay ha-menorah, you're not going to say, that's mikdosh. You look at the menorah, that's part of the mikdosh, okay? He says, that which is called mikdash is part of the mitzvah of the mikdash. That's what he's saying. So, chayra, whatever you want, it's very clear that the Rambam limits it to these kelim. And as he does, the question is, because kiva makoimom, or because akoi koi mikdash, and what depends upon why people call, I mean, what does it mean? But it's very clear that that's the guiding line. The question is, why is it so? Okay. Question, why should that be? However, just I want to show you something, and then we'll go and we'll explain a little bit. See, if you notice in this line which I quoted you, he says, Ukfo is boy dine mitzvah zu b'chol ha-koyma binyan ha-mikdash ha-tavniso binyan ha-mizbeach. Right? Then afterwards he talks about the Klei HaHeichel, right? Kiva Mizbeach is a different issue. Okay? And what I'd like to do now is explain to you what is the issue of Mizbeach, which is a major, major interesting thing. Okay? And, you know, I was amazed at this. In fact, the Ravid, if you look at Mitzvah Chof, and certainly the dishes you have on the bottom, you have the Minyan HaKotzeh from the Rambam on the bottom, on the side, and frankly you have it. You see it? Yeah. What does he say? Quotes the Ravid there, right? Look at the Rambam and the Ravid.
There's no space of Papyrus, no Asuli Mikdash.
Oh, Omar Blom, yeah, what does he say?
The Lama Hiniach, there's no Mizbeach, Avonim, Shlemos.
Okay. The Kitzeh is, there should have been a separate Mitzvah, Minyan HaMitzvah. In many mitzvahs called Mizbeach. That's the Ravid claims. And the truth is, if you look at the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvahs proper, in Minyan HaKotzeh he doesn't deal with it, but in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Chof, he's working very hard to explain why the mitzvah of Mizbeach, Vasir Zbeach, is not a separate mitzvah, Minyan HaMitzvahs. So I have to understand why that's so and what the issue is. The whole end of Mitzvah Chof, that's what he's working on. Okay? And that's the Ravid. The Ravid quotes the Pasuk in Dvorim, Perchov Zayin, Pasuk Vov, Avonim Shleimois, Tivne es Mizbach Hashem Elkech. So, in fact, if you look the if you I'm give you I'm going to read to you even Kapach's translation, and you just follow along with me. Hakine nizboye shebinya beisa bechira mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Okay. Ukfar bialnu sheze aklal hu kliyo chalokim ushemenoiro vashulchan vamizbech vizulasam kulum hel michelke amikdash vakoi koi mikdash ukfar yichet atzivoy b'chol chelik b'chelik. Beseder. Omnom. Omri b'mizbeach, he's calling a pasuk now. Omri b'mizbeach, mizbeach, mizbach adomo ta'aseli. She'ef she'yach she'y, b'posuk hazeh, shu mitzvah f'nei atzmo, chutz mi mitzvah s'mikdash. This is what the Rambam himself is now going to wrestle with. Maybe there's this mizbeach is a separate mitzvah in many other mitzvahs. Okay. So you'll notice something. Okay. There is a discussion. What's the problem over here? You see, in Truma, there's a discussion about Mizbeach. But what's the discussion about Mizbeach in Truma and Parshas Truma? Mizbeach and Mechishas. Okay. There is a separate discussion in Parshas Yisrael, which is even before there was a tzivui of Mikdash, and that's this pasuk from Mizbeach Adomo Ta'aseli. Okay. So maybe it's the second mitzvah. It has nothing to do. Pashtus of the pasuk is not a bi'eich samaisa. And if you remember, the Rambam, the way he phrases the bi'eich samaisa at the beginning of Shoresh Yudbeis, it means the Torah mentions a mitzvah, and then there's a bi'eich samaisa. But if the bi'eich samaisa exists in the middle of nowhere, in other words, I can imagine that something about mizbach hapnimi, okay, which is mentioned at the end of the Tzavah also, because also afterwards, why the Torah has an extra power, why the Torah has a long gulf in between, that we can talk about. But if the mitzvah itself precedes the mitzvah, you wouldn't call it Birech Samaisa. And the Rambam is wrestling with this, because in Parshas Yisrael, before Bechlal, there's a Tzivu and Mishkan, the Torah says Mizbach Adom Ta'aseli. This is not the pasuk that I recall. There's two pasukim. There's a pasuk in Mizbech Avonim, in Dvorim, and the pasuk in Mizbech Adomo. The Rambam is wrestling more so with Mizbech Adomo because in Parshas Yisrael, before everything. And he even goes further. And he continues. Hare inyonoi kmo she'asaper lecho. The Ram is going to tell you the story. Pashte dikro hare hu medaber b'shas hetar bomois. Shehi shehoye mute lono. Shehoye mute lono. Oz vaso is mizbach adomo. B'chol mokoim u'lahakrim. Okay. So now, what the Ram does, it says that Pshuto Shel Mikra of Mizbach Adomo is referring to Shas Het Abomis. Okay. Now, let's just keep in mind, I don't know what this is exactly, because Shohayimutolonu Oz Lassos Mizbeach. Is it a mitzvah or is it a heter? Okay, and he says something very important. B'chol mokoyim u'lahakrev. It's not limited to Eretz Yisrael. It's any place in the world. Any place in the world, a person can make a mizbach adoma and be makrev. It's shas het avomis. Okay? Now I want to explain something about this because every word over here is important. The question, what does this tell us? Okay. So it means, again, the pasha, the pasuk is, the Ram says, whether it's a mitzvah, a heter, of mizbech adomo, la'akrova by some oilus and shlomim, even though the etzem akrova is only a heter, but we can make a mizbech adomo in order to makivolo, okay? I'm not getting involved in this, but in fact, you know, when you learn the Dorim, it says Kol Anoyder Ki'ilu Bonavomo. The, you know, so you get the impression, Chazal, there's a problem building a bomo. Okay. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, there is in Rashbam, in Chumash, there's a lot in the Torah, he will be going to Abom, which has Isa Abom. Okay? And here, Lovish has Isa Abom is a head to make a bomb. Maybe it's in Shaftim. Once maybe this is Ashbam. La Shomaim Lahakti Bashas Isa Bomis. Me'ache Shia Lachom is Be'er Kavua. Lachilista Ashbam. Mamish Lun, this posik is a lav of building a bomb. Okay? I'm not getting involved in this. Okay? Except the lav minyan mitzvahs. That's what he calls Matseva. Okay? Go to say that. You know, Azeh and it Azeh. Doesn't matter. But I'm telling you, okay. But there's a heter of building a bomb with it's a mitzvah. But shaset a bomb is. However, this becomes sticky. Even Pshutosh HaMikra. There's a din in bomba to make a bomba from Adoma? Mizbach Adoma tasseli? Is such a din? You know, just put in a Pshutosh HaMikra. Okay, it is true. Okay, there is an Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra in Shmos, Perichov, Posichov Aleph, Vinei Pirish Mizbach Adomo, Kimashmo'oi. Osri Me Adomo. Okay, say that, say that. וזהו שקוסם שום ואיבן מזבח תחס ההור אין שמוס חב דלת דלת וקוסם בכאן וזבחת לוב אס אולסך ושלומך ושום קוסם ויעלו אולו יצביז וחוז בוח עם שלומם סיבו את עוד 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 תק אדום Maybe it means not only Dafka Adoma, but even Adom is also Chais, maybe Chais. Okay. This pasuk we talk about Abom is Yochel, Abom is Tzibuk. Even if it is, whatever it is, okay, what are we talking about? When the Ram says, B'chol Mokoyim, he means even B'chutzlah, it's correct. So the question is, and not only B'midbar, but even after Kis La'aretz, when there was Etta Bomis, you could have made a bomber any place in the world. Because he said the Pashtuk Kor is talking about Shaseta bombers. But the question is, do we find a heter of bomber tzibur b'chol mokom after Knisa in Eretz Yisrael? Is there such a thing? So the emes is there a heter of bomber tzibur in Eva Hayahudim? Okay. Pashtus is, that was the issue of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven in Eva Hayahudim. Because you open up the post, the Ramban Chumash says, in Bamidbar, Chof Aleph, V'yayin Omer Abiseinu, B'Esek Kedushos, She'ein Eva Hayahudim, Ro'oi LeBeit HaMikdosh, V'lishko in Hashchina, V'chei Niro, V'kosu, She'oma, V'ach im Tmei Eretz Achuzaschem. They built this big, big edifice, okay, and they thought they were being maktiv on it. And Eretz Tmeiyah means there's no hefter of bo masibo Eva Yaldin. That's the Kedush. Eretz Yisrael is greater than Eva Yaldin. That's an Esther Kedushis. So it means there's no hefter of bo masibo in Chutzvaretz. And that, the emphasis of the Mikdash Dover points out, that Shomati, Shemakriv Mabeis Chonyoy, was a Bomas Yochid. And that's why in Mitzrayim it could be any place. So here then, we're talking about a Bomas Yochid. And the Chiri is, Bomas Sibu, you also find in Mechilt in Parshas Bo, it says, in the Akdomo, Ad Shele Nifko Yerushalayim Hoyitza Kol Eretz Yisrael K'sheilu L'mizbochos. We can call Eretz Yisrael. It means not Eva Yad, we call Eretz Yisrael. It's from Masibo. Mishifko Yerushalayim Yotza Eretz Yisrael Shnei Mishom Lecho Betal Yisrael Kima Mokom Hashivcha. Ad Shele Nifko Beit Olomim Hoyitza Yerushalayim Uyilishchir V'churim. So that's l'chay what's going on over here. So l'chayra, the post the Ram is talking about Bomas Yochid, and that's B'chol Mokim. See, every word the Ram, once he's B'chol Mokim, he's committing himself. This Mizbach Adom is a Bomas Yochid. So the question is, when the Gemara in Zvochim is discussing about what constitutes a Bomas Yochid, as Machlokes Tanoim over there, the Gemara says in Zvochim, Kuf Chesam and Aleph, V'eino Chayiv Ad Shiyalu L'Rois HaMizbeach, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Afilu Hele Al HaSela, Ola Evin Chayiv. V'eino Chayiv, and that's an Omer Beis, in Kuf Chesam and Beis, V'eino Chayiv Ad Shiyalu, Omer Abhuno, Mai Taimed Rabbi Yosi, Tichsi Vayiven Noyach Mizbeach L'Hashem. In my time, so you need a mizbeach. In my time, with Rabbi Shimon, tichsiv ayikach monoich et gdi oizim, v'yet ha-mincho, v'yal al ha-tzul Hashem. So you see, the tzul is also good. V'iduch nami, v'oksiv ayivim mizbeach Hashem, ha-hu goiva ba'almo. It doesn't mean mizbeach, it means some type of hill, or whatever, small little mound. V'idoch nami hoksi v'ikach manoach holo ashoho yiso. V'ibo yiseimo, how do time Rav Shimon dichsiv, k'nisay Rav Shimon oimer, mizbeach pesach oimer, v'oksi v'ayiven mizbeach Hashem, ha'o goev ba'almo. V'idoch hoksi v'ikach manoach holo ashoho yiso. V'ibo yiseimo, how do time Rav Shimon, v'chule v'chule. The question is, why in the world doesn't the Gemara, if this is Gufa the Pasuk in the Torah, according to Rambam, that talks about Hete, Bomas Yochid, why isn't this Pasuk quoted? And Shemim is Be'ach Adoma. And there's no... Gemara, no discussion Gemara about it. Rav Shapel, the Chabad. You say, you read it on, you know, it's, okay, say them. Now, L'chira, you shouldn't come and say, the Ram is going to say to the Pirush Makubal telling you this pasuk is part of Mikdash, that's what he's going to come up and say, okay? And maybe the Pirush Mikdash doesn't exist anymore, okay? But that's very difficult to say, because we don't find that a Pirush Makubal is Makir Pirush Mikdash. And that's the with the Gemara in Yevama says, Omar Rova, I forgot the Chor Torah Kula, a Mikli Yotzim Pshutai, Hocha Osa Gzei Rishov, Afke Mi Pashtei Legamre. Okay? But it's only over here. But in general, the Pirush HaMakubo can't do such a thing. So Chor is both a Kaya. So why shouldn't the Gemara quote, if this is the Pshutai Shal Mikra, that is talking about Heta Bogus, where the Ram learns, why shouldn't the Gemara quote it? So L'chir, what comes out is a big chiddush over here, okay? We'll talk about this a little bit more later. L'chir, the Pshuto Shomitra can't be a mitzvah, minyan mitzvah. Even if you say this, that it's a hetzah to be makarev, but it's a mitzvah to make a bomo. If you want to be makarev, the same way as a hetzah to do shchita, but if you want to do shchita, you have to do mitzvah, so the tzimut and minyan mitzvah. But the Pshuto Shel Mikra is only a Rasha because the Deiris is no Heter Bomb. And L'chira, the Pshuto Shel Mikra, can't be a Minyan Mitzvah because the Shor HaShlishi. That's what Shor HaShlishi is all about. That Shor HaShlishi says that a Mitzvah has to be the Deiris. That's what Shor HaShlishi is all about. But the Rambam is ready to entertain that the Pshuto Shel Mikra is Kayim and the Pirush HaMakubal is Mekayim, and it could have been a Minyan HaMitzvah, but since it's Bir Eichas HaMaisa, it's not. It's Mamash HaChidush Nifla. You can have a Pshuto Shel Mikra which is which would tell you that it's not Minyan HaMitzvah because of the Shoshim. But the Pirush HaMakubal, which is also Kayim, not a Stira, says it is a minion, it could have been a minion of Mitzvahs. We'll see about this, okay? But the Rambam is going to tell you that it's part of the Mikdash. We'll see. And that's what he continues, says, Kima Shadova Kachu, Utsibu noeg l'deiris. V'kivon sh'ado v'kachu, k'shivuto v'kach hagi utsibu noeg l'deiris. So it means that there are two pshotim in Pasuk. Okay? There's pshuto shel mikra. There's a kivon sh'ado v'kach hagi utsibu noeg l'deiris. Okay? So a Pirush HaMakubal could tell you that's a Sibu L'Deiris, and the Pshuto Shel Mikra should remain, and that it's a Halo Asha. There's no Stira. And that's the Ram has to end up saying, the Kivish Adova Kachu, Kach, Hari Hu Tzimu Inoeg L'Deiris, Vari Hu, Mechelki Amikdush, Kleima, Sheyivne Mizbeach Meravonim Dafka. So it comes out that the Pirush HaMakubal in this pasuk comes to reinterpret the Beir Eichus HaMaisa in Parashas Truma. Because in Parashas Truma, there is something called the Mizbach HaNechoshes. Okay. But the Mizbach HaNechoshes is not the daily sin. And it comes to tell you that it should be Mizbach HaVonim. In the Osli Mikdosh, in the Mizbeach, the Deiris is Mizbach Adoma Ta'asali, that the Mizbeach should be Mechubel Lekalka. And that's the Gemara in Zvochim says, that Hai Mizbeach V'Hai Ritzefor, referring to the Mizbach HaChitzoy, it calls a Ritzvah. That's the Gemara says, it's a Chavroch HaZayim. The Gemara is Mechal between, whether it's Mekadosh Roi Loi, Eino Roi Loi, the Gemara says Mizbech HaChitzoy is Ritzvah. It's part of the Guf of the Asura. And now, we understand there's a line in our movie, it's very important, it's Mitzvah. He says, Ukfar Omru, Aleim HaSholoi, שאיניין הדיבור שהוא ציבו לבנויס מזבח מחובו באורץ אוקיי וכבר אומרו עלי המשולם שאיניין הדיבור means there's a פיוש המחובו that they say in Viserys that that's chat and part that that is כאילו the מחובו of the Kepirish not the פשוטו של מיקו שהוא ציבו Livnois Mizbeach Mechub Bo'oretz V'shelo Yeh Metuto K'mo Sheho Yeh Bamidbo. That's what the Kapach Nusach is. Okay? V'kvat Omru Aleim HaSholom She'in Adiba Shutziva Livnois Mizbeach מחובה באורץ שלא יהיה מטוטו כמו שהיה במדבר. So it means leaving midbar something changes. That the Pasuk, the Pirush Mekubal tells us that the way it came to Eretz Yisrael, when they crossed the Jordan River, the whole mitzvah of Mikdash changed. And Mizbach HaNechoshes was only a last shah for Midbar. And it's explaining to us, not the Bamas Yachid, but what is the Mikdash, what is the Mizbech of Mikdash, that is Mechubel Lekalka. And that's Mizbech Adoma Ta'aseli. Okay, so the Mizbech became, and Mizbach HaNechoshes has changed to Ritzvah. And this is the Mechilta, and he says, he quotes the Mechilta, and it really is a Mechilta de Rashbi, which says, Ma Nema Mizbach Adoma Ta'aseli, Yochel Adoma Vadai. This is the Lashon of Mechilta de Rashbi. Tamuloyim avonim shleimus tivne es mizbach Hashem alokecho. Kishetikoneis lo'oretz, shetikoneis lo'oretz, aseili mizbeach ha-mechuba ba'adomo, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So it's very clear, that it knisa lo'oretz requires a mizbeach ha-mechuba lekarka. Okay. It means there's no more Mizbach HaNechoshes. So it means the Bomat Tzibor, it's very strange. The Pshuto Shomikra is referring to Bomat Yochid. But the Pirush Mekubal is Bomat Tzibor because according to the Rambam, in all Bomas Sibor, there's a kiyum of Yosli Mikdash. And that's the Ram starts off with Beis Bechira, and he explains the history. It's not Stam, it's the history of the Rav used to say, the history of the mitzvah, the Kiyum mitzvah of Losali Mikdash. It first started with Mishkan, and then it became Gilgal, and then it was Shiloh, then it was Neve Givon, and then it was Beis Alamin. And every Mikdash outside of Midbar requires Mizbach Adoma from Chol HaKalka. It's a very strange thing. The Peshuto Shemikah is Baba Siochid, and the Piyusha Mekubo is Bomas Tzibu, which is Kilo Anu Taich Lederei, and what is the mitzvah of Yosali Mikdash? That's what he's learning. Mamish, Achidish, Ashtikul Teire Shein Kamo. Ukvar Omu Aleyem HaSholem, Shinyin Adibu, Shul Tzibu Livnois, Mizbech Mokhuba Vaoretz, Shaloi Matalpel, Matulto, כמו שהוא היה במדבר, הוא אמרם במחילת את רבי ישמעאל, which is really, it's רבי ישמעאל, בפיירש פוסק זה, שכל יש לארץ, עשה לי מזבח המחובר והדומו. וכיוון שדוב הכך, הרי הוא ציבו נוהג לדרס, והרי הוא מחלקי המקדוש, כלומר, כשיבנה מזבח מן העוונים, but he says, כלומר, שיבנה מזבח מן העוונים דווקא. So the Bir Eichas HaMaisa, the Pirush of Akubo, is the Shigotei of Bir Eichas HaMaisa, then the midst of Binyan HaMikdash is Mechai Mizbach HaMechubo, Lekalka, from Gilgal Ve'elech. And that's the Rambam. In Perek Alzuch, it's Beis Bechir Mitzvah say, Lasa is Bayis L'Hashem Mukhan Liyos Makrim Ba'akabonis, V'chogim Ve'elov Sholish Pom Ba'ashonov, Shnei Mosel HaMikdash, But it's Boris Matera Mishkan Shosa Moshe Rabbeinu, Boy Lefisha, Shenevaki Lebosa Marasa, Vekishik Lord, Hamidah Mishkan Begilgal. Abba Esri Shana, Kishakovshu Vechoshikolko, Mishon Bol Shilot, Ubono Shom is better than he divides. That's when he goes on and on. This is all up to the Kiyu Yosali Mikdash.
Avon and Shlemos and Mechuber are two separate things.
That's what I want to explain to you. I'm going to get to this. We're going to see this. This mamish is a pella. Each word is a pella. But before we get to this, Pashtis in the Gemara in Tzvachim, the Bizbach and the Chishis was used until Beis Olam. Okay? Just before we get, you see, you are taking the Rambam, let's assume what he says is true, and let's ask. I'm going to get to your questions, okay? Before that, he says something, the emes is, yeah, but the Rambam does this again and again and again. You see, there's a problem here. There's a problem, okay? And he does this when the stira between the Mechilta and the Gemara, we were brought up, we take the Gemara, okay? Okay? But just to even start, open up at the beginning of Mitzvah Chof, okay? He quotes, Keshenichus Oetz Mitzvah Gimel Mitzvah, okay? Correct? Where is the source of that? What does he say? What does the Rambam say?
Sifri,
okay. Isn't it Gemara in the Chof? Okay. Why is it called the Sifri? It's like a Gemara! The Rambam does this again and again and again. Okay. The Rambam, Ki'ilu, looks at the Sifri, the Sifra, the Mechilta, as ki'ilu, an expression of the Pirusha Mekubo, and it's Sefer Mitzvahs were more interested in the Pirusha Mekubo than Halacha Lemaisa. In other words, what's the pshat? What's the mitzvah? And he's ready to use this Pirusha Mekubo, which he has in the Mechilta, and ready to turn the Gemara upside down. And I'll show you the Gemara, okay? But she does it again and again and again. It's also Negeya, if you're interested, but I'm not just going to tell you something. There's a problem in the Kima and the Tira, okay? The Gemara says that it's Mom, okay? Pashtis of the Sifra, that's a little bit more than that, okay? And the Ram and Sefer Mitzvahs, it's not clear. He doesn't quote the Gemara, he quotes the Sifra. And you know, you have to ask yourself what's going on, Sefer Mitzvahs. And maybe Mr. Taylor, what's going on, but I'm not getting involved in that. Okay, say it. Now, let me show you this, okay? The Gemara in Dvachim, Nun Tetzman Aleph. Nun Tetzman Aleph. The Sanya, by Yoimo who I'll be praying you, when I learned this, I learned the Fumesha, my choice, when I learned Dvachim, whatever, you know, I never in my mind that I should have checked the Rambam Mitzvachov and checked how the Rambam learned it, but now looking back at it, it's a whole different world. The Gemara says, the Sanya, by Yoimo who, Kiddush HaMelech Teichichotzer Ki Mizbeach Sh'otza Moshe Mizbeach HaLechishas Livnei Hashem Kotzen Mehochir. This Mizbeach HaLechishas Asher Livnei Hashem is Kotzen Mehochir. Okay? What does it mean Kotzen Mehochir? Tudvom Ki Ksovon Divrei Irebe. Then the Gemara goes somewhere, Beis Baruch Kvar Nehmar Elif Olus Yalei Shloim Alam Mizbeach Ahu Ve'ilu Beit Olomim Hu Oimim Ve'idbach Shloimoi Ezevach Hashem Asher Zoruch Hashem Boko Etrim Ushnaim Elif Kishat Magi Lecheshbon Oilois Uleminyan Amois Zegodo Mizeh Elomau Kot Mehochel Kotem Oim Lechaveu Ploni Nanasu. He's a midget. Uposel La'avoida. It means the Mizbeach HaLechishas became posel La'avoida. It's only Beis Olamim. Rabbi Yehuda, Shapa Kom Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda L'Taimei, the Yom Mizbech Sh'osa Moshe, Godol Hoya, the Sanya Chomesh. It was big, okay? It was Chomesh Amis, okay. Rashi says, Dvom K'sovim Shekidesh HaRitzba Kulo, V'Shem Mizbech L'Hakdel Leo, L'Fi Shehoya Mizbech Kot Mehochil, Oilu Z'Shom Shekrim L'Chamuk Z'Mizbech. L'Kamuk. It means they changed. That's when they changed. And we actually did a mark on the Rabbi Yisrael Kvam Nehmer Mizbech Shosa Moshe V'Mizbo Shohoye B'Noi V'Givoyin. As they state in Rashi. V'Ziv Ramatko El Amahu Oime Kot Mehochel La B'Mizbech Avonim Koma U'Mishumahu Yoima אל המזבח הנחישת קומו, ובואו לפריפלו לאוילו, שסילקוי, ומה שטול הקוסם קוטנו באוילויס, של אויס היום, לישנו מעל יזבוקת. So it's מפור from Rashi, in the Pshat and the Gemara, until בית הבחירה בירושלים, the מזבח הוי was מזבח הנחישת של משכן, לא מזבח המחובל אדום. So the question is, how's Ramon and the Gemara, what's going on? So the Mechilta, you change the Gemara, everything's okay, you forget about it, okay, it's golden. That's the question, that's what I say at the end. Ulam, yesh l'daftik, ha'im ha'am ha'madid, t'yivar Mechilta, k'pirush ha'makubo, av sheheg d'loke d'vi ha'talmud. O k'moy d'vi ha'tibeteris kohanim, sheheg neged ha'talmud, b'yum, okay, the other place, v'gav ha'tol d'loik sikho. And that's the Ram does the same thing. Okay, say that. This is all the same issue. It's, you know, before you get to your issues, it's mamish. You know, you assume like a dull portion, right? But it's not true. Okay. Now, before this, one more thing. Nimsa. That the tzivui in Pshuto Shal Mikra, even though it's not in Minyan HaMitzvahs because of one of the Shoshim, But it could have been a minyan of mitzvah because of pirush makubal, right? There's no afkor. It's not the pirush of mikra is against one of the shvash and the melech mafkir. So if atzias hamizbeach was an echelet gufa mikdash, ubechal mitzvot li mikdash, and because the shurish yudbeis, which is our shurish over here, we would have said the mizbeach adomatasli was the mitzvah miyuchedes and miyan mitzvahs. That's what Chavuri is saying in mitzvah chof. Correct. Even though pshuto shemiko, it's mufka from shurish lishi, that's not a reason to mafkir from miyan mitzvahs. Okay? We have a similar thing that Rambam does by tefillah. Okay? If you open up the mitzvah hay, you know, you'll find some of this amazing thing going on over here. Everyone's brought up, okay? Open up, one second, to Minyan HaKotzer in mitzvah hay. What does the mitzvah say, Minyan HaKotzer? Look at the bottom of Frankel if you see at the bottom. What does it say, mitzvah hay? Mitzvah say hay.
Okay.
So the mitzvah is tefillah, right? Mm-hmm. Correct? The spalo, okay? Okay? And mitzvah is also the spalo, right? That's why we always brought up the spalo. I want to tell you something. You were brought up that way, but now read Sefer Mitzvahs, and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs is a whole new trick over here. And it's not the way he goes in the Minyan HaKotzer. Read Mitzvah Chahei. What does he say? What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to be Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Minyan HaKotzer and in Mishnah Torah, the mitzvah is tefillah. The Ram says in mitzvah, no, the mitzvah is to be Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But look what he does. He does a trick over here. We continue. Many times, okay, good. Oh, twice, whatever, okay. Okay. So the mitzvah is avoida, avoida, avoida. See, ask the kashin, we'll continue. One thing, what do we share should be? So it means that a mitzvah which is clearly called a Torah kula shouldn't be in the mitzvahs. And that's what Shere Shuvi is all about. So what should have happened? I should have said that there should be no Aveda, which really means everything, and when we relate to God, it's all mitzvahs, shouldn't have been in the mitzvahs, correct? So what did he do? Continue. So there's a Pirush HaMakubal which has an Inyan Miyuchad, and because of that, even though Pshuto Shomikah, and it remains that, or that the mitzvah is Aveda, since there's an Inyan Miyuchad, even though the Pshuto Shomikah, we would have knocked out of Minyan HaMitzvah because of Sherish Dalit, but since the Pirush HaMakubal, which tells you something special about this, that it's tefillah, so therefore it's a minyan mitzvah. Okay? Similarly, over here, mizbach adomo, it should be not in minyan mitzvah because of Shukar HaMikra, because of Shurish Gimel, because of Hilo HaShoah, for Bomas Yochid. But since the Pirush HaMakubal comes and tells us there's a mitzvah, l'deiris, of making a mitzvah chamuchu b'l'kalka. So had it not been for Shurish Yudbeis, it would have been a separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs. The same way the Rambam does the same trick in mitzvah hay. Okay? But you never noticed this before. That really comes out that the minyan in mitzvahs, in sefer mitzvahs itself proper, the mitzvah from tefillah is aveda. And it's a chiddush in the Pirush HaMakubal that it's a minyan mitzvahs. And the way he does it, in the minyan HaKotzer, and in Mishnah Torah, oh, I thought the mitzvahs. Okay. Next week,
okay,
I think about it, I don't want to go too I want to talk to you about the Mizbech Avonim, okay, and the Mizbech Adomo. He does a major thing over here. Because he brings a raya. What does he say? He says, how do we know that it's Mikdash? Because it's Mizbech Avonim, right? Okay. Is Mikdash Avonim because of Mizbeach? Or Mizbeach is Avonim because of Mikdash? And what's the relationship between the two? And the Ram is assuming one relationship, and it could be the relationship, it's just the opposite. Which the Mishnah will pick up next week. Okay? It's either.
Or is connected.